This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
Okay, campers, rise and shine. And don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there.
It's cold out there every day. What is it, Miami Beach?
Hardly.
Oh, well, here's the report. The National Weather Service is calling for a big blizzard thing.
Yes, yeah. They are. But, you know, there's another reason why today is especially exciting.
Especially cold.
Especially cold, yeah. Okay. But the big question on everybody's lips.
Yeah, their chap lips.
On their chap lips, right.
Lips.
Do you think Phil's going to come out and see a shadow?
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day. Get up and check that hog out there.
Yeah.
Ooh,
come here, Groundhog.
Hey, you're on the air?
Yes. Yes.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Yes.
Good
yes.
morning.
Yes. 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 The rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language and mixed company. They're extremely rich and can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Yes, rock stars they are, and God bless them for that. It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll do as they wish. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, there's a he did somewhere wrong, you know.
Okay.
Groundhog Day!
All right, all right.
They say we're young.
Phil? Hey, Phil? Phil? Phil Connors, I thought that was you.
How you doing? Thanks for watching.
Hey, hey.
Ned Ryerson.
Now, don't you tell me you don't remember me, because I sure as heck fire remember you.
Not a chance.
Ned Ryerson.
I got you.
Needle Nose Ned, Ned the Head. Come on, buddy. Chase Western High. Ned Ryerson. I did the whistling belly button trick at the high school talent show. Bing. Ned Ryerson got the shingles real bad senior year. Almost didn't graduate. Bing again. Ned Ryerson, I dated your sister Mary Pat a couple times till you told me not to anymore. Well,
Ned Ryerson.
Bing.
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 So did you turn pro with that belly button thing, Ned? Or?
No, Phil, I sell insurance.
What a shock.
Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
All right.
Right, right, right.
Am I right?
I like weight.
I know you do.
Hi, Ed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi there, everybody. Don and Mike Show. Super Bowl Friday. Phone number 877-365-3636. No, it's going to be a good day. I can tell you why. None of us drove today. We all had designated drivers.
Yes, we did.
The guy with the absinthe is here.
Yes.
And after all of the prognosticating about the weather.
Jacob, right?
And the storm that was going to get here and then never did get here. And once they ended up canceling everything right as we went on the air, it started snowing like a son of a bitch. I think that's a good sign for a Super Bowl party.
Yes, the icy precipitation. The wintry mix has started just at the time that the weather forecaster said it was going to clear.
Right. When Janet was driving me in today, it was a combination of hail and ice pellets.
Yeah, ice pellets. It's a wintry mix.
And now it's snowing like holy shit outside. And isn't it the best feeling in the world to be in a cabin with
yes.
your best friends
right.
and a hallucinogenic drink?
Yeah.
And knowing that you don't have to drive yourself home.
Very exciting.
And we're going to be wrapped up in everything that is Super Bowl today.
Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
I like rape.
Groundhog Day.
There you go.
And it's not Groundhog Day.
Yes, it is Groundhog Day.
Is it Groundhog Day?
Yes, today is Groundhog. Mike, that's why I played all those stupid tapes at the beginning of the show.
Well, I mean, the Super Bowl show is completely eclipsed Groundhog Day.
Right. Groundhog Day.
Well, what did Phil do?
Someone shot him.
And he's dead, and it will be winter forever.
Right. Someone shot Phil. He's roadkill.
I had no idea.
It will surprise you. The results will surprise you.
Really?
Shocking results from the rodent.
Once, 70 more weeks of winter.
Once we start drinking the absinthe, one of the things that the guys have planned today will be calls to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
That'll be fun. I'll enjoy that.
Good.
So the way we're going to do this show today...
I want to thank you for the gift before we even get started here. This is the coolest, neatest Super Bowl 41 jersey. That, I mean, I love it.
Very nice.
I really do love it.
Got it from my guy who's down at the game down in Miami.
Boy, it's cool.
It's one of those things you can only, you know, one of those things they jip you on. You can only buy it down at the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's so gaudy that you really will only wear it, like, during Super Bowl week.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to wear it Sunday also. It's got a... sewn on letters and numbers and sewn on patches
nice.
And all that.
It's
cool
nice.
Stuff.
So Mike's got his Super Bowl jersey on. I got my Packers crap on.
Right. Yeah. Let's get started.
We're gonna have us some absinthe Super Bowl fun today.
Very, very exciting.
And for the first time, I'm really gonna dive in with everybody 100%.
Good. Yes.
And as much as it kills me, at some point here I will relinquish control.
Of the console?
No, not of the console.
No.
But just of the content to Rob,
yes.
to John.
Uh-huh.
Because they said it's too much pressure.
Yes.
If I'm all screwed up.
Yeah.
You know, to think of what fantastic bit we're going to do next.
Uh-huh. You're absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, you should just let yourself go.
Roll with it.
So today.
Roll with it, baby.
Right.
Let the comedy be presented to us.
I agree.
Bring it.
And we will react. With our snappy repartee.
Now, I'll tell you, I'm seeing some of the material now, sober as a judge.
How does it look? Because you're not going to be able to process that later.
It'll be funnier later.
It better be. it sure better be.
Trust me, it will.
Let me see. For God's sakes.
I guarantee one thing.
What?
With all the content that you have in your hands right now, we will get to very little of it.
Look at all of this Super Bowl crap that they've got for us to discuss.
Yeah. I mean, that'll be irrelevant.
List of the dollar
amount. That'll be irrelevant within about 40 minutes.
Each player gets. How long will it take Billy Joel to sing the anthem this year? Doritos spends $2.6 million on a commercial. God, they've got
how long will it take Buzz to say Jeremy Piven?
All of this stuff they've got. They've got pictures of tumors for us to look at today.
Real now that now see that's something I think we'll get to.
That's fun.
Big tumors.
A cyst.
It's a cyst.
Is it popthatcyst.com?
No.
Oh.
And just the last sign that I needed that this was going to be a great, great Super Bowl absinthe show today.
Yes.
Everything working together for the perfect storm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right as I was leaving the house, I get the phone call. Hello? It's a buddy of mine. It says, have you heard? And I think it's like one of those end of the world calls,
right?
Except he's very upbeat and happy.
He's happy.
And I immediately think the guy's screwing with me. I said, what? And he said, Brett Favre's coming back.
Really?
Wow. And for a moment, see, this is how queer I am about Brett Favre. I said, don't play with me. He's not going to make a decision
this early.
I thought he retired.
He's not making the decision this early. I saw him cry on TV.
Right, like it was his last game.
That's it.
He's out. You're screwing me. Mm-hmm. The guy said, go to your computer. Go to any website at all. And I totally didn't believe this guy, Craig, friend of mine. I didn't believe him. I said, hold on a second. Go upstairs. Get on the computer. MSN, whatever my homepage is. Right there up top.
He's coming back.
Press conference this afternoon.
Wow.
What time's the press conference? Do we know?
During the show.
During the show.
All right. So we'll be able to listen to it, and you know what that means.
Are you going to cry if he's coming back for sure?
No, he is coming back, Mike.
Are you getting all cloudy already thinking about it?
Yeah. One more year with old Greybeard.
Brett Favre.
With my guy.
Fantastic.
And I'm not like Madden. I'll say that I love him.
Right.
And I love him in the way that a man loves another man.
Right. Do you think maybe he's testing, he's pushing the envelope, that maybe this is one season too many?
No.
Or do you think he's still got it? Does he have what it takes?
Mike, he comes back
those
next
aging
year.
Legs to get to the Super Bowl.
Listen to this now. He comes back next year, and the Packers go all the way, baby.
Wouldn't that be a dream scenario?
All the way, baby.
Much like Peyton Manning, a dream scenario. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that offended you, didn't it? Brett Favre is not Peyton Manning. I know you're sensitive about that.
They're both great guys.
Yes. I
slurp them both.
Have you decided who you're passionately going to root for, or are you going to be kind of ambivalent when it comes to...
I've decided I'm rooting for the Colts.
The Colts. Right. I'm kind of for the Colts for Peyton Manning, but it's one of those Super Bowls where good luck, both guys. I hope something really exciting happens.
No matter what.
I've pretty much decided I'm rooting for the Colts. Simply because...
I'm rooting for the Kevin Federline commercial.
Rex Grossman is just such a drip. Every time
he looks... You know what? And I have no idea what Rex Grossman's background is, but he's got that face that kind of looks like he maybe had an easy go of it. And I know that's a terrible thing to say about a quarterback in the NFL.
He's soft.
He's doughy.
He resembles...
He's privileged.
He resembles...
Did he come from a poor family? Because he looks privileged to me.
He resembles Brian Vandergraff.
Oh, okay.
From Channel 7.
Right. Yeah. Yes. He's that same kind of soft countenance. Yeah. You know, that just says, please, can I have another biscuit, mother?
And
that's what it says to me.
Every time I see him on SportsCenter, even when he was having his rave out yesterday, because he was mad about being asked the same questions over and over.
Right.
He looks at the...
stupid when you're at the Super Bowl at press conferences. You are going to be asked the same questions.
He looks at the assembled masses, you know, with that... dopey, you know,
with his painted on with his painted on eyebrows. That's what makes him look weird. He's got the painted on eyebrows.
He says to all of the media, "You're ignorant,
right?
You don't do research."
Now look at that picture.
I've answered the same questions all week long.
He's calling people ignorant. Look at that face.
Where's the receiver?
Now, granted, you know Peyton Manning, he ain't no George Clooney.
No,
you understand what I'm saying? But there's a man who's in control of his faculties.
But I give you this picture one more time, and I'm going to have you look at it very quickly. And
Grossman?
Tell me, as I look at this picture, what makes him a tough guy? In five?
Who, Grossman?
Yes, look at the picture of Grossman. Five.
Makes him a tough
four,
guy.
Four. Three.
I don't know.
Two.
What?
Look at his hand, man.
His hand?
Look at his hand.
Oh, has he got an owie on his hand?
Look at the bloody finger.
He's got blood on his
hand. Look at the blood pouring down the football.
Tough guy.
He's a tough guy.
Tough guy.
Rex Grossman.
So he accused, we've seen the caliber of people that ask the questions at the Super Bowl. He accused them of not doing research?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Go to the Miami Public Library before the press conference?
And it's great when they get the shot of the reporters because unlike a presidential press conference.
All their mouths open?
The reporters are all fat guys wearing Hawaiian shirts and T-shirts and flip-flops. And they've all got their free half-eaten bagels and their cups of coffee that they're balancing on their knees.
About two-thirds of them haven't showered.
Right. All of them running this poor, stupid boy, Rex Grossman, an attitude. And he stupidly runs them back at him. Nah. Colts by a million.
Huh. You've present company excluded, you've gone to some of those press conferences and palled around with some of those people. And didn't you ask Pete Bagley a question?
He hasn't only gone to the press conferences, he's gotten up on the dais. Right?
Oh, yeah, well, that was an isolated incident.
I remember that vividly, though. Hi, everyone, I'm Don Geronimo, and then they hustled you off the stage.
Do you have any questions?
One of our first Super Bowls, but then at a later Super Bowl we went to, I actually went and stood up during the...
Was it Tagliabue's conference?
Yeah, I stood up during his press conference and asked him a question.
I think I saw you on ESPN6.
Just because what the hell? Right. Yeah, so I'm going for the Colts. Who are you going for, Mike?
I like Peyton Manning, and I have no real person on the Bears that I care about, and I don't have any connections to Chicago. And I've been to Indianapolis and Chicago, and I think the people in Indianapolis are nice, wholesome folks. Chicago people are fun, but I like the story. It's the story that I'm rooting for, and I enjoyed it with Peyton Manning in the championship game, the AFC championship game, so I'm going to go for Peyton Manning. But you know what I'm rooting for? I'm really rooting for just a good game.
It'll
really
be a good game. It'll be a game. A buzz.
The Bears. Clearly the Bears.
Yep.
I was thinking that I have a feeling she may be a lesbian.
Talking about Rex Grossman?
The Bears.
There you go. That's what I was looking for.
The Bears.
There you go.
Oh, sure feels good not to be the gayest guy in the room for once.
Groundhog Day!
I like rape.
Okay, well, enough of the Super Bowl chat.
Yes.
There you go. I think we've done enough work. Bring in the guy with the absinthe.
Jacob, right, Buzz?
Bring on the hooch. Yes,
let's
Jacob.
Get this started.
Jacob, what's Jacob? Do you know Jacob's last name?
I don't. No one does.
No one knows
and
Jacob's
no
last
one
name.
One more bit of great news. Not only do we have designated drivers, mm-hmm. we're wearing our Super Bowl clothing.
Right.
It's snowing outside, yes. Making it all so snug inside.
Yeah, it's very cozy.
Brett Favre is coming back.
Right.
And we have video of women having sex with horses.
Oh, my God.
Well, then it's the perfect
storm. That's going to be
very exciting.
Great Super Bowl show. And Johnny wrote on the DVD, horse humping, P.S., this is sick.
Well, I'm glad somebody said that.
Well, no kidding. Yes.
It is sick.
John, how sick is it?
It's pretty sick. There's no video. It's just audio.
Oh, it's audio.
It's a couple of people who met because they were both zoophiles.
Oh, dear.
Is the most foul thing I believe I've ever heard.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I really wanted some video.
Well, with that said, are we allowed to play it?
Well, it's in here. Let me give it a shot. It's in machine number one.
Hey, wait, hold on a second. You're defeating the purpose of this.
I just want to hear a little of it.
Shouldn't we wait until we've had a...
Just a taste?
Just a taste.
Did eventually meet Ken, who shares her sexual preference.
Oh, we need to grab a couple handfuls of that smaller stuff.
Okay.
I like the music.
I was technically a virgin until I was 29 years old. I was a zoophile up until then, and I just... basically didn't have much interest in other members of my own species as far as a life.
Okay, that's good. You know what, John? That might even be better than watching a videotape.
I think it might be much better.
Here are the audio.
That's fantastic.
That is pretty good.
Wow. That's a party. That's a party.
Wow.
Now, Buzz, why don't you introduce us to your friend again?
All right. This is Jacob, and this is his wife, Karina. And Jacob has not only been importing, I guess, or selling worldwide absinthe, but has now created his own, and I guess to some degree, and thanks to this show.
All right, well, tell us about that.
He doesn't create his own. He actually sells.
No, he does now. Yeah, he has created his own.
No, Buzz, he hasn't.
Oh, I see.
He hasn't.
Oh,
he was telling me actually in great detail what he's done.
I see.
He just sells it. He doesn't really make
well,
the
I
stuff.
Had no idea.
Something's happening here.
I've been misinformed.
I'm unaware of what's
I was having a chat with Jacob, and we were talking about what he does, and he was actually telling me very specifically
how
he wants to. Jacob, maybe you could do it better than any of us. You could tell us what you do.
Did Buzz say too much?
Perhaps Buzz was a little enthusiastic.
I missed the meeting.
Groundhog Day.
Anyway, here he is now, Jacob. Hi, Jacob.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing very well. What would you like to say that Buzz just screwed up?
Well, nothing really. It's just that I'm a reseller of absinthe, except for there's one that we sell on there that we produce that's got a high thujone level, but this one has been created, and they've worked with us. We're the only one that sells it, but I didn't have any part of creating it.
Ah, very good. Very good. Well, now, thujone is the... that's the big thing in absinthe, right?
It's what a lot of people consider to be the most important part of absinthe, but in reality, it's actually it's what makes absinthe, but it's not what makes the feeling so special about it.
What it is, and I think we've had discussions about this. This is really, you know, we had that big discussion when we've had a couple of absinthe shows.
It's happy juice,
About the hallucinogenic, and it really doesn't have that. What it is just pretty powerful stuff, right?
It's very powerful stuff, and it also is like a clear-headed drunkenness. As long as you don't drink anything else or smoke anything else, you're going to feel drunk, but aware of everything.
Well, aware of everything.
Perfect for our Super Bowl party.
It was used a lot by writers and artists. Ernest Hemingway used to mix it with champagne, as a matter of fact.
And really? I know that Marilyn Manson has made some killer paintings on absinthe.
Yes, he has.
I've seen some of his artwork.
And, you know, it's been featured in many films, many movies.
Yes. Well, let's get the show rolling.
Now, once again, let's take us through the way you serve this stuff.
Okay, the one that we have here is... Well, first of all, the website is greenfairy.org.
Ah.
There you go, greenfairy.org, everybody.
And the brand that we're drinking right now is called Oliva Absinthe. This is a brand new absinthe. They've made two kinds. One of them is a sparkling absinthe, and it's the first sparkling absinthe that was ever been created.
Now, is the sparkling stuff, does that need to be, you know, poured over the cube or anything like that, or is that just ready to go?
You would prepare it the same way as you would prepare any absinthe. You pour into any glass about... one-third of the way full of absinthe, and then you place a spoon on top of the glass, a sugar cube on top of that.
And pour water over it.
And then pour ice-cold water slowly.
Icy-cold water.
Yeah, icy-cold water slowly.
Get this recipe,
over the sugar cube.
We'll have this recipe on our website, livewithregisandkelly.com.
All right, well, pour away.
Okay.
Let's make this happen.
Let's get this party started.
Let's get this party started. There. Now, that's a different color than the last
one. I've got some music ready.
The last one you guys had was Absentium 1792.
Right? Now, that's not a third there, Jacob. That's half.
The bottom part of the glass is a little smaller than
that. Gotcha.
And, yeah, the color of this is 100% natural. It's an olive green color.
Yes, it's different than that, antifreeze color.
Now, how important is all of this junk you're doing with the... with this ritual of pouring it in the spoon that has that has the sugar cube and the ice cold water. How important is all of that stuff?
It's very important. As you see, the color right now is clear, but it's an olive green.
Right.
As you pour the water into it, it'll change color to a milky white.
Okay. Oh, we'll be able to hear this now.
Cloud
Let's
up
listen.
On you.
Listen. Thirsty? Don't you wish you were here at our Super Bowl party?
Can you smell it?
I smell a girl's perfume.
I smell the absinthe. It's a little like licorice.
His wife kind of looks like Tiger Woods' wife.
Yes. She's lovely.
She's very pretty. That hot Nordic look. Thank you. Why are we whispering?
I don't know. Well, we're just hearing the sounds of the absinthe.
And so this is what it looks like when it's finished.
Looks like milk. Green milk.
Lemonade. I'll take it.
All right.
That's a big glass. God damn, that's like a big, gigantic milk-sized glass. So you don't chug this,
no,
correct?
It's a sipping drink. It's absolutely a sipping drink.
Oh.
We go. Well, then.
Have your first sip. Don?
Well, I'm going to wait till it gets done pouring.
Okay. How's it taste? Strong?
Tastes a little bit like our old friend Sam.
It does, because of the flavor, the licorice flavor.
Our old friend Sambuca.
I found that the first sip is always difficult. When you get to the fourth sip, you're saying to yourself, this is delicious.
Well, I'm gonna, and I won't screw it up if I alternate with Diet Cherry Coke, will I?
You won't enjoy the flavor as much, but no, it won't screw
whatever
the
whatever floats
effects.
Your boat, I think that's good. Mm-hmm. And it is a very, very much a sipping thing, and do not try this at home.
All right.
I wanted to say also that this is the first authentic absinthe ever to be made in the Czech Republic.
Okay.
This was created from an over 100-year-old recipe that was found.
Ah, very good.
Well, allow me to sip again.
Wonderful.
And please watch as I put my little pinky up in the air.
Ah, you should. That's the second one. How are you enjoying it?
I'm not drinking very much of it.
Well, no, you're not supposed to.
You won't.
I don't feel nothing yet.
You will.
But, all right, let's just start the clock. I'm ready. This is the first absinthe show I've taken part in, so I'm waiting. Come
Please
on.
Enjoy.
Let's start it. Let's get
and
this.
And that's icy cold water?
Let's get this roller coaster going. Come on.
You may need extra ice. It's cold, but
I do need
ice.
Some more ice. Yes, please.
I'd like, and we were doing that. Didn't we do that the last time?
Joe, can I have a lot of ice in my glass, please?
Ice is good.
Bring ice to me, please. I would love to talk about Brett Favre. Are you ready to sip it, Mike?
I'm ready to sip it.
Take your first sip. Go ahead. Sip up. And? Oh, you're making a face.
Oh, my God.
Told you it's kind of strong, isn't it?
It's not like the other stuff.
First sip is never easy. The fourth sip, you'll
Sorry about that, Jacob. I'm just giving you my honest appraisal. That's bitter. Jesus.
All right, so, Buzz, you maintain that the fourth sip is the good sip, right?
I do. And a little more sugar, I think. Don, do you want another sugar cube?
I think I would just like some ice, and I'm ready, for my third sip.
Uh-huh.
See, you know the way I am.
Right.
I would say, just give me the glass. I'll drink the whole glass. I know that when we had this at Christmas Eve and we played our crazy Christmas Eve absinthe Scrabble party, that we actually did sip it, and it was quite enjoyable.
Very pleasant.
But not like this.
It's a happy
It night. Wasn't a situation like this. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What's going to come out of my mouth once the truth juice starts flowing?
Artists and writers that I mentioned earlier think this makes them more creative, that they produce more material.
I've got an idea for a bit.
Right. Like that.
Let's put on a play.
Does anyone have a canvas?
Thank you, Rob.
Does anyone have a canvas?
There's some ice. Thank you,
Mine. Can I have a little ice, too, Don?
Hold on, Mike.
Mine's arrived.
The bitterness that you're tasting is created in the coloration process. We use an extra step with wormwood in it, and the wormwood is bitter, but it's toned down compared to the distillation process.
I understand.
There.
So, and there is clear absinthe as well.
There is some ice cream, Mike.
The coloration step.
Here, Buzz, you can take your sip?
I will, yes.
Knock yourself out, Buzz. Here's some ice for you, Mike.
Very good.
Let me see. I'll take another sip. Now that mine's got nice ice.
Would like bitter licorice.
That was number three, Buzz, and it was not as bad.
See? Wait till you get to four.
Not as bad. Well, it does have kind of an aftertaste, though.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Use a little more sugar, maybe.
Kind of a death breath.
Sugar's an important part of this.
Give me another sugar cube, Robbie, please.
More sugar. You didn't bring that other stuff, did you?
Pour some
I did.
Sugar
I, what
on
I want
me.
To do is I'd like to, you to compare it. Like, do
yeah.
A taste,
okay.
A
well, you pour me another one, and I'll compare it.
A taste test. Here we go. And... Okay, that's four sips for me.
I'll take some of that ice, too. Right,
that's four sips for me. Waiting for it to start. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
You guys are being pussies now. Oh, sorry.
Well, now you can say
that. Stuff watering, you guys are watering that stuff down. Put more sugar? Come
now,
on.
Now, dude, hold on a second.
You're supposed to.
We are here
We've
with
had
the
other stuff, and this is very, very bitter.
We are here with the absinthe guy, and I'll tell you, I have taken my four sips, okay? Don't call me a pussy boy. I've taken four sips.
Have you had this stuff before? Right. Have you ever had this before?
Never.
Then you don't know what you're talking
you're
about,
you know
do
what you're
you?
Doing, Buzz? You know what you're doing right there? You're doing the football player
the Super Bowl thing. Have you ever played the Super Bowl song? Hey, buddy, have you ever been number one in anything in your life?
It sounds to me like it might be hitting Buzz a little faster than
you
it's hit any
pal?
Of us.
Yeah, sure.
You want to fight? Take a hike. You want to fight right now?
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
If I ordered today, how fast could I get there?
5 days.
5 days.
5 days. So you're screwed for the Super Bowl.
Wow.
You're screwed for
you
the
doing?
Super Bowl.
How you doing over there?
I don't know. I see. Here's the thing. I don't know if it's like a placebo yet at this point.
Yeah.
If I'm just feeling randy because, you know, I've not done this with you, Kat.
Right.
So,
right.
So bring it on.
Your tongue will go numb first.
Yeah. Ow.
I remember
well, that's not happened.
Wow.
I just bit my tongue. So, Jacob, are you having some?
Yeah, I'm going to have some.
Well,
who
should we toast?
Please.
How about Mike's sister, Kathy?
Holy, starting already. There, that's what I'm talking about. I'm real sorry, but I'm going to switch to that.
Mike is going to the other brand?
Yeah. Well, this was my previous favorite flavor.
Here's to Mike's sister.
That's you know, Mike, it's what you know. It's what you know and love. And, you know, I mean, that's...
If you don't mind, if you give it three sips, okay. and then taste this, and let me know after
okay?
That, okay?
I just took another sip of that. Give me like the... Blah.
Yeah, I could use more sugar and ice, I think.
You pussy buzz.
That's my third sip there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
All right, very good. I'm not dissing that stuff, but Jesus.
Hey, hello. Happy Super Bowl Friday. Hello.
Yeah, there we go.
Super Bowl Friday to you, gentlemen.
Right on.
Hey, one other way that I have actually had absinthe myself is to basically freebase sugar. Heat it down in a spoon so it's a melted form and then dump it in.
Something
that's hot.
I actually, now he's pouring, now Jacob, are you involved at all with this stuff? Can I say the name of this stuff?
Yeah, sure. We sell this on our website,
The Adsymptian 1792 is what I've had before, and I recommend you try one of
these.
I'll
take a sip of that, too, Mike.
I think you're going to enjoy that.
You think I like that one better?
There we go.
The big difference between this one is it's actually been watered down or sugared down.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you guys?
Have a sip
of that.
That's
what I'm going to be drinking. Okay, hold on.
Give me just a sip of yours. Hold on, I'm going to...
You got yours is on the way, too.
Hold on. Oh. Well, I'm so
go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm so eager. They're mixing mine up, and I just took Mike's from his hands and give me a sip of yours. Okay, here we go.
It was ready.
Comparison. Oh my God! Comparison wise,
yeah.
The second one is like drinking tap water.
Yeah. Excellent.
It actually is a little bit watered down, and they add a
God,
lot.
God, that first one's got friggin' hair on it compared to that second one.
Yeah, I'm gonna slide the first one away, and I'm gonna be enjoying this. Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, I'll take it. Thank you, Jacob. Hey, yes, please, Rob. Hello, you're on the air.
Is that an hallucinogen?
No.
No?
It is not. Apparently not, right? I mean, it is not. Is it a hallucinogen?
That's a good question. It's
not a hallucinogen. And
is it legal?
It's legal to buy it, and it's legal to own it in the U.S. It's not legal to sell it within the U.S.
Right.
So if you were to buy 10 or 20, you couldn't sell it to your friends and be safe.
Right. That would be illegal.
There you go.
Does that answer your question, sir?
Indeed it does.
Is that actually a little question?
And isn't that nice? Because it's like being a rebel. It's like being a rebel.
Well, it's also, you know, the beverage of artists.
Yes.
Inspiring.
Hello.
And aren't we artists in a way?
Don and Mike Show.
Yes,
hello.
Yes, you are.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, fellas. Just wanted to let you know the ingredient wormwood is actually a slight hallucinogenic, and Van Gogh used to drink it. Good luck.
That's true.
Well, we've heard that before.
The Van Gogh part is true.
There's actually something about the hallucinogenics. Back in that time, absinthe was becoming so popular, there was a lot of counterfeit absinthe being made.
Yes.
And to make it cheaper, they would use things like poisons like copper and other things that would actually make it turn color better.
And that was the hallucinogenic property?
They were actually poisoning themselves and hallucinating because of that.
Those were the battle days.
Don and Mike show.
Don, I hope you read the newspaper article about the cameras at the Dulles Toll Road.
My friend, I'm so glad you brought this up. You might remember 6 or 7 months ago I gave you the heads up for those in the D.C. area.
Oh, bring me up to speed, please.
You could go through the Dulles Toll Road from Dulles Airport to the Washington Beltway and not pay the toll, that it was a fake light that went on. They now have put cameras in.
Uh-oh.
So no longer can you cheat on that.
When were the cameras put into effect?
Just this week.
Okay.
So everybody else out there, you're welcome for those 3 months of going through the Dulles Toll Road.
Absolutely.
I maybe feel that a little bit.
It's starting. As you can tell, I'm drinking this a little quicker.
Maybe a little bit. I do.
Just a little bit. Groundhog Day.
It's Groundhog Day.
It is.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I know what that means.
You know how
what
I.
What is your lovely wife's name again?
Karina,
will you be participating at all and having a sip of this fine stuff? Very nice. Step up to the microphone, because I remember you had a wonderful accent. Are you chewing gum?
Yeah.
Are you chewing gum? We don't allow that.
You know, do you know how I know it's affecting me now?
How?
You big lug.
You.
He's starting to hug Rob.
Starting to love people.
He's starting to hug Rob.
You big lug, you're exploding ass.
Karina, you're not from Czechoslovakia, right?
No, I'm from Latvia.
Latvia. Mm-hmm. Yes. I remember. Do you remember Karina's accent?
Would you marry Tiger Woods?
No, not now. Too late.
Too late. Would you have married him when he was on the market?
Sorry?
Would you have married him when he was available?
No.
No.
Why not? Is it because he is a black man?
No, because I'm married already.
She's married to Jacob.
What if you weren't married to Jacob?
Sure.
You'd marry Tiger Woods.
There you go.
So would I.
Do you have any of your Latvian sisters over here?
Cousins.
Cousins. Cousins. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Baby. You guys have sex today?
Sure.
Have you had sex already today?
No.
Not yet.
Not today.
You want to have sex in our office?
Wow.
Go on up.
You know, that's just you. I know you're not buzzed at you. That's the real you.
It's really snowing outside.
Yes, it is.
Wow, look at that.
Huh? Hello there, Don and Mike show, huh?
It's real scary, huh?
Radio God.
Huh? Hey, Mike. Too bad we're not going to Atlantic City right after the show.
Wouldn't that be great? And being driven down there in a limo. Wouldn't that be exciting?
Me and Mike are going to Atlantic.
Tom, why are you rubbing your face like that?
Because I'm getting sweaty.
A little numb. Now, Jacob.
Is it hot in here, Rob? I asked you that. I asked you that before the show.
It's actually cold in here.
But it's just cold
you.
Now.
Just it's actually chilly.
Hello.
It's just you.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. What? Well, shut up. It's not
58.
Shut up. It is not. Open the door.
All right.
God, I'm sweating like Marion Barry.
You're hot.
Hello.
Hey, I was wondering if I could ask Jake if they verify if you're 21 on the website when they ship it.
We're not able to check the legal drinking age of all the countries around the world that we ship to, so it's up to you to determine whether you're legally able to purchase alcohol or not.
Yes, I am.
Okay. I don't even know what that guy was saying.
No. Yeah. But, I mean, you were saying the right thing, right?
I get
You know, I kind of feel like we're back in the days of Prohibition.
Hello, Don and Mike show. God, I love The Sting.
You know, what?
The Sting.
The
Made
Sting?
Me think of Prohibition.
Oh, the movie The Sting.
You know, it's
Paul
a bad,
Newman, Robert Redford.
You know, it's a bad movie is The Sting 2.
Yeah.
P.U. with Mac Davis and Jackie Gleason.
Sequels, yuck.
I seen it.
But you're staying on the real stuff, huh?
I am.
But you're really nursing.
I have a little more sweetener to it. It is a little bitter, but you watch. It'll get better.
I just love that stuff.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's happening, Bad?
Hey, what's happening there, Bad Phone Super Bowl Friday? What's happening?
I want you to repeat after me. Say, black is beautiful.
Black is beautiful?
Don't say it.
Yes, sir.
Don't say it.
Oh, shut up, One Note.
Groundhog Day!
Black is beautiful. It's the first time. I plan on calling Rob One Note about 30 more times today.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How are you? I wanted to.
How are you? What's your name?
I'm Anna.
Hi,
Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Do you mind if I call you Anna?
Anna. No, actually, I would be honored. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna.
Anna.
It was Sigmund Freud's daughter, you know.
It is.
Her name
was
Anna.
Absolutely, I did know that.
He may have analyzed Anna's dreams early on in his medical career.
Hey, I went.
Oh, you're ahead of me now.
Just a bit. She wore slips. Just a wee bit.
Why, you really put a dent in that glass. In the glass of the regular stuff?
Well, now that I'm not drinking that poison that he poured the first time, you know. No, I'm sorry, Jacob. I know you. Hey, you get rich on this stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Anyway,
1792. When Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
What's happening, honey?
I wanted to change gears for a moment. I didn't know if you guys heard today's show. They basically.
Stop, Mike. Stop. Mike, stop it.
I put my arms in a funny way yesterday, and I know it makes him laugh, but it won't, you know, won't make him laugh forever.
It's a go-to
but
for
it's,
now.
But it's like right away, like for 48 hours.
But give him a setup.
It's with, gold.
Like you're going to pleasure a woman.
Like a pleasure, you know. I give women pleasure. All right. Anna, I'm sorry.
I wanted to see if you guys heard about the Today Show. They kind of went back to that YouTube with the...
Don't we have that, Robbie?
Oh, the wedding, the bride.
I saw a promo for that where they were going to identify the actress.
Hold on, here it is. Hold on.
Yeah,
hair scare viewed round the world.
No! Why are you dying here?
There you go. That's the story from Good Morning America. Mm-hmm.
We cleared it up.
I saw it was 6 minutes long.
Yeah, and they're really chatty ladies.
We don't have 6 minutes for that.
No.
It was a...
What?
Nope. Yeah, what, Elvis?
It what? Hey, come on.
Well, how bad you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
You know, it's a perfect show on a cold day.
Mm-hmm. It is. He's right.
That was Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
The previous woman was calling about...
The Today Show and the YouTube video about the crazy bride.
And we just played a second of it, and I realized that we didn't have 6 minutes to play that tape.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Not right now. No.
Here's to you, Mike.
Cheers.
Here you go. You know what that's? 20 years.
20 years. 20 plus years. There you go. How about that? Anybody else call on the show or done that? Number one, 20 plus.
Here's to Brett Favre. Let's all suckle him together.
Thanks for the jersey.
So is this what happens during an absence show?
This is what happens.
This is it?
Well, you got to take breaks.
This is just the beginning, right?
You have to have a sip, and then what you will find, and I know you will find this as I did, because did I do one of these when Dom wasn't here?
Yes, you did.
Uh-huh. What you'll find, because I know you're going to be the exact same way I was, you'll find that you just, well, we're just, none of us are going to be able to shut up. So okay, it's a very good thing to do on a radio show.
Because right now there's big patches of silence.
That was because we were both toasting and drinking at the
normally
same time.
Normally I would feel the need to fill that silence with my big mouth, but now I'd rather just look outside. It's not snowing anymore.
I think we're doing all right.
You know what's even good? No. Did that make any sound?
What's even good?
Any sense? What's even good is Buzz is going to chat a lot more than he normally
does. I think I will, as we get going.
Because he really gets, like, passionate about stuff, and I love that.
Don and Mike show.
How you doing, Don, Mike, Buzz?
Very well. Hello.
Not bad. You know, if you chase that absence...
We didn't ask you. He said not bad. We didn't ask. Hello,
right.
Don and Mike show. Oh, that's too loud.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay.
Pretty good.
I had a question. Will you fail a drug test if you take that absence?
No.
Like for THC or anything like that?
Boy, listen to... Mr. Burbank jumping in right there. Would you, Jacob?
No, absolutely not. There's nothing that's tested for that would show up on a drug test.
It's a spirit, what it is.
It's a spirit with a lot of different herbs in it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Very strong. The bears are drinking it.
It's
the bears.
It's a spirit. It has 11 herbs and spices.
They're not concerned about it.
No.
Brian Urlacher's drinking it. Big, dumb Brian Urlacher.
What does Horka Sikovina mean?
I have no idea.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, buddy. How's it?
Hi.
Hey, are you guys drinking the Absinthium 1792?
I am.
I am, too. That.
And yes, I'll be having some
also the Oliva's Dream.
Yeah,
Oliva's Dream.
Oh, that's great stuff. I had some on New Year's, man, and my buddy just went nuts. He started calling me the devil and stuff. It was crazy.
It's fun, isn't it?
Hey, how about that, huh?
I'm trying. Hey, it's good stuff, though.
I'm trying so hard to catch up to Mike here, and I'm just doing an awful job. Look at you are really putting that glass to shame.
I think it's very, very important to point out that when we come to these type of shows, I am truly one of the finest trained professionals in the room.
You are.
I came to Buzz is, look at that. And he's drinking the real hard stuff.
Oh, God damn, Buzz.
Let's listen to Buzz for a minute.
I thought it was time for me to catch up. And yes, my tongue is starting to get numb.
Really?
I think by the time we come back from this first break, I could be silly.
All right.
Well, we'll get a break then.
Hey.
You got to help me out on that today.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
I will.
See the time I wrote down?
Yeah, it's time.
Yeah, try to stick to that.
Will you be able to do that from that sedentary position?
Hey, he's got to take his ass easy, Mike.
What?
Why? Oh, because he's got the hurting
he's,
ass.
He's
you
got
know.
The bloody ass.
I know.
Come on.
He knows I like to pick on him when
he's
I have
a screw up, but I love him.
He is. Too much break.
His big hairy ass. His big bloody ass. You big lug.
Bloody ass. Bloody ass.
And so it begins.
Okay, well, this would be a good time to hit a
We're not really. I mean, I should point out to our listening audience that I am very much in control, and you are too. We have not. Even,
sure, I am.
We have not even begun to have fun.
No. Okay, we'll be back. If you point and wink at me,
I should make a sound. So
I will not be able to do the show.
Okay, I will just. I'll go.
When you give me that, like showbiz. Here's the you, baby.
That's right. What is your name again?
Karina.
Karina, do you find this sexy? Watch this. Yeah, I can tell by your hysterical laughter. That really turned you off. Hey, Rob, do you find this sexy?
No.
No.
I think you don't.
Hey, Karina. Mike likes the ass. You know what I mean?
Stop. Stop it.
Nothing wrong with that.
I do not.
Don't. You just did that thing with your arms again. Okay, thanks, Rob. We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.